What is the object of our existence? And what is the wisdom behind the creation of man and this tremendous universe? Think about that question. Think about it seriously. Now, some people will argue that there is simply no proof of any divine origin of this world. And there's no proof that there's a God. And there's no proof that this universe has come about through any divine purpose. There are those who argue that. And some of them, they occupy some of the higher places in academia, in government. Some of them occupy some of the elite positions in society and in our lives. Some of them are called central personalities. But they themselves are confused. They also have their own frustrations. And I'd like to share a statistic with you. The greatest amount of misery, the greatest amount of suicide, the greatest amount of confusion and disparagement exists among that class of people. So evidently, even they don't have the answers. Now, there are people who argue this way, and they say that perhaps this world came about by chance. That means random. That's what chance means, random. Like going to the gambling house. You call it here the gaming rooms. They have a nice name for it here. It's a place of immorality. It's a place where you put your life savings on the line. You're trying to get something for nothing. You put your hard-earned money. Sometimes the man doesn't tell his wife, or the wife doesn't tell her husband, and they lose their house and their lives, taking a chance, trying to earn something for nothing. And the government has set it up and supported it with your tax dollars. And you're so foolish that you think that after you gamble for 5 years and you've lost $50,000 or $60,000, that if you win $25,000, you get real happy. So thinking that this world came about by chance is the same as thinking that when you put money in a slot machine, that the numbers come up by chance. They don't. Everybody knows that the casinos are rigged and only the house wins all the time. But to think that this world came about in the same way that people gamble, random choice, well, let's put that to a test. This is an example that you can do in your home with your children. Take 10 marbles, number them 1 to 10, and put them inside of a bag and shake the bag. And then close your eyes without looking inside that bag, pull out number 1, pull out marble number 2, pull out marble number 3, in that order. Just 10 marbles, that's all, 5, 10. What do you think the chances are? Pulling out those 10 marbles in that order without looking at them. Is anybody here that's a mathematic genius, knows about calculus, knows the random chance? Does anybody know the chance? 26 million to 1. That's only 10 marbles. That's called a micro example. Now let's go a little bit further out to a macro example. The Earth that we are on is one planet among 9, or some people say 11, in our solar system, isn't it? And our sun that gives energy and light and gravity is the center of our solar system. And our sun is only one star, and it happens to be one of the smaller stars in our galaxy called the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is only one of the smaller galaxies in the nebula called the Andromeda. And the Andromeda has itself millions of galaxies like the one that our sun is a part of. And there are millions, or literally countless galaxies, clusters of galaxies like the Andromeda, that have been predicted by sending out sound and light. And they have sent out sound and light that has never returned. Now, all of this diverse order that we see in the heavens, that we are able to somewhat calculate and predict, that we call night and day, time, all of this is in order that allows us to calculate. Tell me, if you can't pull out 10 marbles in order, how did all of this come in order? Evidently, man didn't do it, because man is only a drop of water on the earth, significantly nothing. You can't even see him if you get a certain distance. He's forgotten about. So I say to you, certainly, this whole great world with all of its great orchestration could not have just come together. And even if we accept the Big Bang theory, someone had to create that combustion. Because after the bang came about, everything came in order. So order does not come from disorder. You can't get out of your bed in the morning and don't make your bed and come back and your bed is made unless you got a maid. You can't demolish a house and come back and the house came back together unless you got a reconstruction crew. Order doesn't come from disorder. Order comes from an order. An order means a legislation. It means a science. It means a fact. It means a determination. And if man wasn't around when that Big Bang took place, he had nothing to do with that determination or anything after it.